Thank you, Randy. It takes a little work to put this all together, and I'm sitting here listening to this, and I'm kind of glad I got to be the last one to give the opening statement here, because I reflect upon all my opponents here. They're here because they believe the New York Times. They can't have anything else going on, or they wouldn't be here. They would have defended me instead. But instead, they believe the New York Times, and they want you to believe the New York Times. But I've been all over this district. I've been to all 382 towns in this district over the past several years. I haven't run into a credible Republican that came up and said, you know what, the New York Times is right. They don't believe that here. We polled that all across this district in the only poll that's been released in this campaign. And what we got back was 75% of the people say Steve King's right. 15% said, I believe the New York Times. When we checked the crosstabs on that, it said those 15% came out of somebody that signed up to support one of these guys. So they were just protecting their investment. No legitimate person believes the New York Times. That is why we have this primary right now, is because the New York Times has thrown the wrench into the works, and political opportunists have decided that they want to jump into this thing hoping that I am wounded. But you know, the truth shall set you free. And if you don't think so, take a look at General Michael Flynn. Michael Flynn went through a terrible, terrible ordeal for 3 years or more. He lost his home, $6 million, but you know, the truth came out. The truth came out on me, too. It just hasn't been exonerated yet. My time will come around. And you all need to know this. You're running on the New York Times, and you're running on no committee assignments. Can anybody stand up and say it's what I said or did that caused that to happen? That's not on me. That's on the people that made that decision and the ones that need to rectify it. And you all should have stood up to defend me on that, and you were nowhere to be found. But I've stood up for every principle of this Republican platform, everything that's from renewable fuels to the Second Amendment to repealing Obamacare to the immigration border security issue to the life issue, and I've led on the heartbeat bill. And you know, the people that endorse you, Randy, their national right to life, they're the ones that killed my heartbeat bill in Washington. That's why they're supporting you and why they're attacking me, because I expose them. There's more, but I'm going to conclude with that and move on with the questions.
Thank you very much to all of our candidates this evening. We're going to take our first question from the media panel right now. That'll come from Dana Larson, managing editor of the Storm Lake Pilot Tribune.